This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. European Union defense ministers have agreed to boost their training program for Ukrainian troops. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Already, some 60,000 Ukrainian troops have undergone training outside Ukraine in coordination with NATO.
It has been a success, a great success.
And now the European Union's high representative, Josep Borrell, says 15,000 more will be trained by year's end.
This war requires a constant adaptation to the modalities of the war. The training has to be shortened and adapted to the Ukrainian needs.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian commanders have told the Associated Press they blame some inexperienced fighters for losing ground to Russia. They say some of the new troops had trouble assembling weapons and some refused to fire them at enemy forces. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has dismissed the nation's Air Force commander after an F-16 crashed earlier this week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
The fighter jet was one of at least six Ukraine recently received from Western nations. The Air Force commander's dismissal came after he ripped a Ukrainian lawmaker for claiming a Patriot air defense system brought down the F-16, though the Air Force did not directly deny that's what happened. Meantime, a Russian attack on Kharkiv killed six people. Zelensky points to those strikes as more evidence Western nations need to scrap restrictions on how weapons they donate can be used. At the Pentagon,
we will engage in detailed discussions about the situation on the front line.
Ukraine's defense minister did not mention the restrictions in his opening remarks while meeting with Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.